Have you seen or read JoJo?
I watched the JoJo ones up to the last one on Netflix. Part six, like Florida Prison.
Yeah.
I saw some of the Florida Prison one. I haven't finished it yet, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I've...
Do you fuck with it?
Yeah, no, I love JoJo. Yeah. It's weird as fuck. I have a bad take, according to Connor. I tell people not to watch part one.
Yeah, that's a
bad take. No, you don't do that.
That's a bad take.
Yeah. We don't skip parts there.
I'll tell people, like, it's a little... I mean, it's very different than the rest of the show.
Yeah.
It's like a different show that they made for some reason. Obviously, there's backbone there, you know, like the Porunarafu and the Speedwagon, or not Porunarafu, but the Speedwagon. And you know, everyone else, like the whole family lineage is established there. But like, other than that, it's like a different anime.
Yeah,
but it's nice. You get like rewarded for watching. And I feel like you could appreciate the show more for wildly changing it up, but then also having little crumbs that kind of like reward you.
Especially when you get to like the later parts, like 7 and 8, where they start to call back to stuff in part one. It's like, oh, okay, it's worth it.
Part six, you know, and they're doing all this weird fucking shit that makes no sense already because they don't explain stands ever.
Yeah.
Because like, why would they? Because you've watched part three.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, and then we're gonna get the stand to the Speedwagon Foundation. It's like, what does any of these words mean?
Yeah, no.
You have to watch.
That's what I mean. Like you just establish him as a character and like, but then after that, it's nothing. Like, it just drops you into this world where like, oh, the fighting sequences changed completely. Like, that's cool, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I really like it because it's like, even though part one is my least favorite part, it's kind of like a timestamp of the era that it was made in, right? You know, it's very reminiscent of the OG 80s action movies.
Yep.
Everyone's like overly buff and everyone's like a Giga Chad.
I love that
slowly
shit.
Slowly get less Giga Chad over.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it though. I like that they're all evolving.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Which one's your favorite part?
Ooh.
My favorite is Cujo, so I probably like-
Part six?
Is that part six?
Well, oh no, sorry, Cujo. Cujo.
Jotaro's
part three.
Yeah. So like Kira and all of that.
That's part four.
Yeah.
Well, Jotaro is in part four as well.
Yeah.
Which, so Josuke, right, with the pompadour?
Yeah, that's part four. Not Josuke. No. With the hat.
Jotaro.
Yeah, that's
part three.
He's in part three, four,
and six.
And six.
Yeah.
But you just like him?
I just like him. He's my favorite. Okay.
He is the most popular.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But I think in Japan, Dio is the most popular character.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he's probably like the biggest reoccurring character outside of
He turns
Jotaro.
Up in everything.
Japan loves the bad boys, man.
Yeah, they do. They do.
That's surprising.
But because he's super charismatic and crazy. Mm-hmm.
He's like psychotic. Japan loves psychotic characters.
What, like, why would you root for the bad guy? That makes no sense.
What? No, because he's epic. I love him.
What the fuck?
He's great. He's just got a stage presence, you know? And the Japanese voices are so goddamn good as well.
Mm.
It's so fucking good.
Yeah, I think it's just because he is, you know, Japan being like a very, let's say a very quiet society. They love someone who's like more eccentric, shows
who
themselves
be
more.
Like, that's dumb. We'd be like, that's fucking annoying. you know what my first experience with JoJo was? It was the fucking Steam sale edits where they would, have you seen these? When they would they would have these meme edits where it was like a Steam, Steam sale was a big meme.
Yeah.
Obviously it's always, everything's dirt cheap.
Yeah.
And they would do like the final fight in part three.
Yeah.
With Dio versus Jotaro. And it would just be like, because he screams Muda so many times.
Yeah.
Just like throwing more Steam sale memes at like, another sale.
Yeah. That's the first time you ever saw JoJo?
It's the first time I ever interaction. It's a meme. And I just didn't understand.
That's how Connor discovers most things.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was like, memes. I was like, what the fuck is this? And then there's this dude screaming and Jotaro is like the wallet and Dio is like the money. Like the guy take the Steam's taking the money.
I have no idea how I got into JoJo.
Yeah, how did you?
I don't know. I literally have no, because it's like one of those things where it's so popular and it has like an annoying fan base.
Super.
Yeah.
So then like, kind of like One Piece, as a matter of fact, I would say.
Is that how you get into anime? You just like, you get annoyed?
I get bullied into
you
it.
You get bullied into watching it?
No. I don't think JoJo was like, you have to watch this. Like, but it just, I don't know.
Well, yeah, because JoJo fans have like the reputation of being the annoying fan base.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Never being able to shut up about the show.
Yeah.
Which is totally true, by the way.
But that's I feel like that's every anime fan base.
One Piece love to pretend they're not like that, but One Piece fans
are like, One Piece is way worse. I promise you, like, as someone who watched JoJo and is currently watching One Piece, One Piece was way worse with respect to like how much they were like, bro, you have to watch One Piece. And it's such a, it's like a biblical text. Like, it's, it's too many episodes. So you're like, I don't have that kind of time like, commitment.
Which arc are you on? I'm on the New Testament.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't have that kind of time commitment. Like, I can't do this. This is, and then you get into it and you're like, oh my God, it's so good.
Yeah. Yes, we did it, One Piece fans.
It's the OG cult in Japan.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah.
It's like the most popular cult. Yeah.
I have people now in my fan base that just like, don't know me for politics, but just like, listen to me talk about One Piece. Cause like, I have thousands of fan channels on YouTube, right? Like, I don't have any IP or anything. So I'm like, whatever, you know, let it ride. Who cares?
Yeah.
There's this one fan channel that made an edit about how I like used to talk shit about One Piece and I started watching it. And those videos independently, this channel's got like 10K subs or something, like nothing crazy.
Yeah.
That video got like 100,000 views on its own. And now he's just like detailing and documenting every single episode and every single arc that I like summarize basically as I'm watching it. And like, there is a fan base for that.
Yeah, oh yeah,
love One Piece. And obsessed with everything.
Which is a very political anime, Connor.
That's okay. Well,
it is a very political. Wait, what anime.
He told me One Piece is very political.
Yes.
What aspect?
Oh my God! Yes, I love this. Okay, this is gonna piss off everybody, but I'm so right about this. Even though, like, I'm, no, okay, like, okay. First of all, every single arc. Well, other than like the first couple of arcs, every single arc quite literally details like leftist politics, which I think Oda is. Oda is 100% a leftist, first of all. He has a Che Guevara photo in his studio. 100% look it up. Established fact. I have assets. I can pull it up.
I got the receipts.
Show. I want to see this.
I can pull this up. Okay.
All right. What else?
Okay. There? So that's number one. Yeah, number two, which arc are you on? I don't want to like spoil anything.
He's
Water 7.
Yeah.
Okay. So Thriller Bark kind of sucks. I'm sorry to hear that. That's the ending is great, but like everything else is kind of mid, but it's fine. Cause what comes after is so good.
Everyone says this.
Okay.
He's right.
It's so fucking
good. Hold up. Let him cook.
But that means you watch Alabaster, right?
Yeah.
Which is definitely political, but like not as aggressively, but it's about like resource deprivation, things like that. Mm-hmm. But then Skypiea, which again, maybe a little bit too long as an arc, is quite literally about like, you know, indigenous populations being removed from their land and like violently trying to find autonomy and emancipation through, you know, through violent means directly against like an enemy that is much more powerful than them.
Right.
That is like, you know, that's a, like a land back movement, which is inherently very political, very leftist.
I feel like I watched a different
I know. I was trying to describe this to him. He's like, what are you talking about?
It's
about,
like, man, I saw funny gum man.
Yeah. No, One Piece is about having fun with your friends and being free.
What? Exactly.
I mean, first of all, Luffy is a terrorist. He is.
I hate that you're kind of right.
Yes.
I hate that you're kind of right.
Yeah, he is a freedom fighter in the most like honorable sense of the word.
Yeah.
He is quite literally fighting against an unjustifiable, corrupt military apparatus that is like holding the entire world hostage. The world government and the Navy. He's literally killing cops. Like, like he's killing sea cops and motherfuckers are like, no, that's not politics. What do you mean? That's just like gum man having fun.
I mean, the thing is like, I remember you saying this yesterday when we were having dinner and I was just like, I think with One Piece, just because of the art style and just the way things are, funny rubber man.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, you can take it at that level and it's still very, very interesting stories. But if you break down some of the stuff that happens, half of it is Luffy going up against a corrupt government or corrupt.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like.
Bro, you need to start an anime analysis channel. Like, I would legitimately watch like a 15 minute breakdown
Luffy
of this.
Is a leftist.
Yeah.
No, why but it's Luffy like, would play Hogwarts Legacy?
I'm not even. Well, there's trans representation in that too, but we're not going to get into that right now.
Yeah.
But as far as like Oda goes, I mean, here there is the I think like dragons. I don't want to like spoil anything, but Oda has talked about how dragons' design was inspired in part by revolutionaries like Fidel Castro.
Yeah.
He has a Che Guevara photo in his office. I believe.
Okay.
I don't know this part yet. I'm not at that part yet, so I can't speak on this. Right. But I think Dragon's ship is literally the same name as Fidel Castro's ship.
Okay, but here's the thing. I think sometimes, you know, especially when you see this a lot in Japanese manga, sometimes authors will put shit in there just because it looks cool.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes it's like, you know, the curtain is blue kind of like argument. Sometimes you look at something and it's a reference to some Western media or Western history. And a lot of the times it's just Japanese people find Western things that find Western things cool.
It's,
you know?
It's too many coincidences. Listen. The Bolivarian Revolution in Cuba was conducted with a yacht that was used to transport 82 fighters of the Cuban Revolution from Mexico to Cuba.
Okay.
The yacht's name is Granma, without a D, Granma, which is the exact same name as a dragon's ship. Like, that's, come on, that's not like that. He didn't just see that and was like, because like you have to be like really invested, you have to be a weeb for communism to like put that in there.
I think he's just a weeb for history, honestly. Like,
yeah,
with the amount of lore that One Piece has, like One Piece has some of the most intricate world building in my opinion, any piece of media.
Oh, absolutely. Right?
Like, it's all obviously one of the most intricate worlds in anime and manga, but I think it's up there with like some of the best worlds that have been in any like book, movie, or TV series, right? And you can't do that without doing a fuck ton of history on just the history of the world.
Yeah.
And being,
for sure,
being inspired by a lot of events that might've taken place in real world history.
I'm just saying, it points too many fingers in one direction. Here's a photo from Oda's office space where he has like his airsoft guns and then like a photo of Che Guevara right there. I'm just saying.
God. Dude, he's come prepared.
I have the receipts.
I mean, airsoft's pretty popular in Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you still giving out of the benefit of the doubt? Yeah. It's like he's just really airsoft. That's
all. It's really popular here.
I mean, it's true.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so that's definitely a spicy one, because like a lot of people watch anime and like don't really think about like who's making it or how they're making it or what they intend to do with their art. So like, I know a lot of people will watch that and still be like, "Yo, fuck that." That's not the case.
A lot of people view anime as being almost non-political.
Yeah, an escape from.
Yeah.